The RPS is worldwide.
We're all, we're excited around here, but you can tell there's some tension in the air. A nervous tension, an excitement, if you will, a vibe.
This thing's gone global.
You and I are fine. What did I say way back when this started? Nothing changes for us. Are we ready to go?
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, July the 2nd, 2020, episode number 267. I am your host, Rod Peterson. He is the co-host, the co-pilot, if you will, Darren DuPont. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing well.
How are you post-Canada Day celebrations?
I'm good.
You survived it, apparently.
I survived. I thought it was, you know, you get in that mode when it's on a Wednesday, and I'm like, it's the weekend, right?
I know.
And then I'm coming in here doing some work, because we got a show today, but it was fun. It was great.
I was tweeting the poll question earlier on today, which we'll get to in a moment, and I was about to type, Monday poll. Doesn't it feel like Monday?
Yeah.
But it's not. Breaking news today. It's Thursday. July the 2nd, but we're still here to talk sports. We've got a lot of news today. Producer Clark was saying earlier on, man, we got a lot of news. I said, did I miss something? And he goes, well, all the reports of the Canadian Football League. Oh, yeah, right. And that will dot our quick six show topics that we're going to get in a moment. There's NFL news this morning, CFL news. We're waiting for National Hockey League news on the hub cities being named. So it's a big, big day. And what's very exciting for us, of course, is that for 266 episodes up until today, we were Facebook Live digitally around the world, rodpeterson.com. Today is our first day live on Game Plus TV Network. So we welcome all the viewers on Game Plus. Available, hey, there you go. Here in Saskatchewan on Sastel Max TV, channel 427. But Cogeco Cable, Rogers Cable in Ontario, Videotron in Quebec, Bell MTS in Manitoba. All over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And in the United States on cable vision. So, hello, everybody. And as we sit here, we have to reacquaint you to a few of the things that we do around here. We do have what we call the Prairie Mobile Text Line. You can text into the program anytime at 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility Network. So, if you're not watching on Facebook, which so many people do and comment on that, if your means of communication is limited to text, send it to us. I think that's got it. Are you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
On today's program, the Hockey Hall of Fame chairman of the selection committee and a Hall of Famer himself, Lanny McDonald, the most famous mustache in hockey history. Lanny McDonald will be joining us from Calgary a little later on here in hour one. Our Hall of Famer of analysts, Rich Sutter, will be joining us. He's a pro scout with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's an analyst for Flames broadcasts on Rogers Sportsnet and a 13 NHLer in his own right. Rich Sutter will be with us. And then in hour two, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, Les Lazaruk, will be with us. And our 10-year pro hockey analyst, Jared Dumba, will be with us of the hockey-playing Dumba family to go back. He's still talking about the NHL draft lottery, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time recapping on what I did on Canada Day, other than it was fantastic. It included a pool party. I felt like I was in an episode of Ballers, and the guys were all talking about the draft lottery. NHL, even the football guys. It's been almost a week.
Yeah.
But it was mangled so bad.
It's pretty polarizing. And,
yes.
And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, everyone was saying, where's the Team X party happening right now? The celebration party for winning the draft lottery. But it's just, you know what? It's going to be okay. And there's a...
Is it? Come on.
There's a few teams.
It's not time to panic.
Like if Edmonton or Toronto...
Haven't you watched CNN?
Oh, yeah. I know, or Pittsburgh. You know, if one of these teams loses out in the opening round and ends up with the number one overall pick, it'll be a bit of a circus. But if it's Montreal, if it's Chicago, if it's a team that maybe would have been out of the playoff picture, it's gonna blow over pretty easily.
One of our viewers writing in from Prince Albert says, watching both on Game Plus and Facebook. Life is good. So, boom, we're out of the harbor. Way to go, boys. They were nervous. We were never nervous about them.
No.
They were nervous. The tech guys on the other side of this wall. So far, so good. But let's not get cocky. Let's get into the quick six show topics. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Number one, producer Clark mentioned the CFL season. Will there be one? And I'm like, well, what news is there? And in the commentary that I aired this morning on Cat Country 98 FM, I said, Darren, I got good news and I got bad news for you. Which do you want first?
I want the good news.
Okay, the good news. CFL team official told me yesterday, we're playing. We're playing. It's happening. I said, really? How? He goes, bubble city concept, one city, it's going. I'm not going to give you any more details, but he was very confident. Do you want the bad news?
Not now. I'm happy.
Maybe 2 hours later, I talked to a team official with another team. He's like, not happening. There's no way. Not happening. Not playing. 180 degree opposites. Polar opposites. We're playing. We're not playing. So while my, you know, because I want the CFL to play. We all want the games. We want the guys on the field. We want to get back going. So I was very buoyed by that news. And then this guy's like, no, there's no way. It costs too much. Which reminds me, the premier of the province of Saskatchewan, Scott Moe, held a media briefing on Tuesday. And he said he has a very large appetite for Regina and Mosaic Stadium to be the hub city, quarantine city for the CFL. But it's going to be very costly and complicated. You know what immediately clicked in my head when I read that? I have a large appetite to be a swimsuit model. But I have a dad bod and a hairy back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's great that you want it. You got to make it happen. And Premier Scott Moe is a super dude, friend of ours. But it's what is it? And now you know why the players are sitting there going, can we get a decision, please?
Talk to me when the plane tickets are booked and the check is cashed and we're ready to play football. They're doing their jobs. I mean, they're trying to make sure that they're ready.
Right.
He wants to be positive and say, everyone wants to say, hey, I'm doing my job. If the CFL's coming back, hey, we're good. We're ready.
Yes.
You know, the players want to, you know what's going on. The league says, hey, we're working on it. Everybody wants to tell everybody else, hey, we're doing our jobs. But until we see results, do we really know? Right? We got to see some action, and we got to see a decision.
Well, I'm going to say, and I don't say it flippantly or glibly, I'll believe it all when I see it. And that's not just the CFL. That's every team. So just we're hanging on every word of the leaders, and we're not getting anywhere with that. So point two, we'll speed it up here, of the quick six show topics in this little segment we call the rollout for flooring superstores. Where will the bubble city be? You see Hamilton, the Ontario Minister of Sport, saying Burlington, Ontario, and Hamilton, they're about 15, 20 miles apart, it'd be investigated as quarantine cities. And yet, now you got the Premier of Saskatchewan saying, we'd like to have it here. I believe Manitoba, when all said and done, would like to take a swing at it too. Would you want it in your city, considering the fact that the fans aren't allowed to go to the stadium anyways? It would stimulate restaurants, hotels, certain things, but the guys can't leave their hotels or their bubbles.
No.
Would you really want it?
Yeah, sure. It'd be cool. It'd be something. It'd be a claim to fame. It'd be something you can put on a city sign as you're coming into town, right? But anybody who's talking about, you know, it can't be here or it can't be there because the cases are too high, because it's spreading, because of all of this and that. Based on the concept of a bubble city, it's not related to COVID. So if there's a lot of cases, it doesn't matter because the players are quarantined and in a bubble. But when we talk to players and former players and we ask them the question, so if you go to Orlando and you're in the NBA, are you staying in that bubble city or would you go out? And they all say, the guys are going to go out. If you tell them they can't do something, that's exactly what they're going to go do, right?
Yep.
If LeBron...
They're young men.
Exactly.
They don't listen.
If LeBron wants to get Chick-fil-A for dinner,
he's going to
get Chick-fil-A. You're not telling him he has to stay in the compound, right? So in that sense, you want to be somewhere where there's, you know, a lower spread of the virus just to protect the players from themselves when they do happen to stray out.
Moving on, Greg Gilbertson writes in, one of our viewers. He says, congrats on going global, movie star, with the cool emoji. You can write, people are watching on Game Plus, but you can write in, watch on Facebook Live, and we're interactive with our viewers. So that's an inside joke. Last night, he's letting off all these fireworks at his cottage, at his beautiful cottage at Echo Lake. I'm there. And there was a guy that's not a huge sports fan, didn't seem to be. And Greg's making a joke about, hey, this is Rod. He's going on Game Plus television tomorrow. And the guy's like, huh? The other guy. He kind of was like the neighbor in Tim the Tool Man's neighbor, the guy looking over the head.
Wilson.
Wilson. He was like, Wilson. He's like, huh? What are you, some kind of movie star or something? And I'm like, yeah.
What do you say to that?
What do you say? You're not going to be watching anyways, so let's just move on.
You want to knock on the... Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
whatever you want to believe, pal. Point three. Boy, we're dragging our feet on our points today. That tells me that we've hit on some good ones.
Yes.
News this morning comes from the Associated Press that the NFL plans to cut its preseason in half. Did you see that? Because this just came down this morning.
Yeah, I did.
A couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, when they announced the cancellation of the Hall of Fame game. Or actually, it was a week ago today, now that I think about it. What did I say? This is where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, wait. So now, this is the NFL's going to find out what life's like if you're an NHL team or a WHL team or a CFL team. Hey, because the fans are going to say, I had tickets for that Cincinnati-Cleveland preseason game. Preseason game one. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. All the other leagues have had to deal with this. And now the NFL is wading into that territory.
Right.
So I've loved the bravado of the National Football League and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, which I found out the other day his nickname's Goody, which shouldn't surprise you.
No.
Now they're finding out what life is like. Because they're going to, do we give them refunds? Do we keep the money? Do we implore the fans to leave the teams with the money because we need it? It ain't over, bud. Just so you, it might just be starting for the National Football League.
It's just getting started.
Yeah.
It's just getting started. How many months behind, you know, from June to September or May to September, right? For the CFL starting in May with camps and the NFL opening up in August and September. That's how much they're trailing behind. Well, now 3, 4, 5 months as we get into this pandemic even further, the NFL is going to start going through the things that we've already gone through in this country with the CFL.
This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. We're covering our quick six show topics on the way this hour. Lanny McDonald and Rich Sutter. Point four, we kind of covered this, but I'll just say it again. NHL hub cities. We hear from TSN's Bob McKenzie that there's a very good chance it will be announced today, and he feels it'll be Toronto and Edmonton. I had a coffee with a guy the other day who fancies himself as a hockey guy, I guess. I mean, he never made his living in hockey, but he's coached. And he said to me, one, he said, should they really finish the season? Really? Like, how much of a hockey fan are you? Are you going to be watching Rod? Why don't they just scrap it? And I said, you need to just stop talking. Anybody who thinks that they're just going to cancel the season because it's summer and nobody's going to be watching can't even call themselves a hockey fan. Would you agree?
I agree. Completely.
Stop it.
Do you get excited for the start of the season? Absolutely. That first hockey night in Canada is must-see TV every year in October. And this it's kind of the same thing. You've had a little bit of a break. And anybody who wants to discredit the Stanley Cup, not happening. There's no asterisks next to the Stanley Cup. There's not going to be anybody in history that's going to look back at 2020 and say, yeah, but it doesn't really count. This cup's going to be harder to win than all the rest.
I believe it.
Some teams, you know, to get to the cup and win it, you're going to have to win 5 playoff rounds to get there.
Well, that's one of my point topics. So let's keep going. Todd Daku, our social media advisor, writes in with, he's the fly in my ointment by saying, the ticket revenues are little more than a drop in the NFL bucket. Guessing they're not worried. $255 million in TV revenue makes it sting a little less. That's not the point. I'm talking about the fans that have bought tickets that are on the phone to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers box office saying, I bought tickets to watch Tom. You're not playing the game. Where's my money? It's a headache. I don't care whether they need the money or not. That's the point. They're going to start living like the rest of the other leagues. Can we put the comment up from Trenton, Norway? And we'll tell our viewers on Game Plus right now that every day we have 19 viewers and growing in the country of Norway. Trent Bruner's his name. He says, Norway calling. Welcome to the rest of Canada at home. Life is catching up to the NFL. What's he say? Wise for Edmonton and Toronto to be picked as NHL hub cities. When I hear some Ontario health experts insisting on no travel, more troubles for the Blue Jays. I wish it wasn't so. Stay safe, everyone. That's from Trent in Norway. Good to hear from you, Trent. A couple minutes left here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Lanny McDonald coming up. Point five for me of the Quick Six show topics. Which play-in round team has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup? We're all talking about who's going to lose out first and go back into the lottery for the number one overall pick.
Yep.
Do you think a team could rise from the ashes and win the Stanley Cup?
Yes. The Florida Panthers.
Come on!
I picked the Florida Panthers to be in the Stanley Cup at the beginning of the year.
You did.
We put it on the desk.
Against San Jose?
Yeah. And I didn't envision a pandemic saving their season because they were on the outside of the playoffs looking in. But they've been given a second chance. They've got the talent. They've got the coaching. They've got the goaltending. I'm still sticking with the Panthers. I think they could do it.
I never thought that far.
They got a second chance at life.
It was just a question. It was just a question. Kelly Bale writes and he says, I just checked Game Plus and it's Ellen's big game. I think you're thinking the Game Show Network. I think you're thinking Game Network. Game Plus, brah. Channel 427 HD. Right?
I think so.
In this problem. There are people writing in that are watching it. They're saying it's working. Just tickety-boo. It's not an us problem. It's a you problem. Operator error. It's a thing. Look it up.
95% of all tech support phone calls are solved by, it plugged in? Is the power on?
Point six, Major League Baseball training camps begin tomorrow. That's exciting. Did the Jays all get in? I was off the grid for Canada Day. I wasn't really paying attention. Did the Jays get in fine? Have they all checked into Rogers Center Hotel?
Know.
Have we heard?
I don't know.
Okay. That was the word, right?
I want to know if the hot dog carts are still open on the street outside the stadium, because those are some of the best in the country.
Street meat.
Yeah.
Most training camps are to open tomorrow. I see the Yankees don't open until Saturday. Could it be possible that it's going to work smooth as glass? I have my doubts.
Yeah.
But there's always a chance.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And you know what? It's going to work. Everything's going to be okay. That's what I caution. Just relax. Be patient. Everything's going to be fine.
Look at you.
But there are going to be some hiccups. There always will be. It's not going to be perfect. Plan. You know, expect the unexpected.
By the way, John Ohm is watching in Winnipeg. He says the Winnipeg Jets are winning the COVID Cup, brah. I'm not against that. And hello to all of our Winnipeg viewers today who were wondering if Game Plus television is available on your Shaw cable package, which I don't think it is. So I told them to get on the phone, start an email campaign, and get it. Tell Shaw you want Game Plus. But I predicted the Jets will beat the Calgary Flames in a 4-game first-round series. And from there, who knows? But you can't get to round two unless you win round one. And I damn sure know you can't win a Stanley Cup if you don't win every round along the way. So one game at a time, one series at a time. I think the Jets do have a chance. As a matter of fact, I'll be cheering for the Golden Knights and the Oilers, but I don't have the Jets might be my team. Wow. Write it down.
Wow.
Write it down.
Okay.
Quick points here. Our rock star of the day on Tuesday. Every day we have a vote for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, a Twitter poll vote for who was the rock star guest of the day. It was Kate Pedersen of Oilers TV, the daughter of Leif Pedersen, CFL and TSN great. Once our show's up today, you can vote on Twitter. CFL Sim tonight, you and I have got the broadcast. BC Lions at Saskatchewan Rough Riders. On this Facebook Live channel, the Rod Pedersen Show, voters voted. It's Canada's game of the week. In week four of the CFL simulated season, BC at Saskatchewan. We'll call it. And I got more to get to. Brandon Banks had an interesting tweet about his owner, Bob Young, of the Ticats, and it was flattering.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Bob Irving is annoyed by the NFL talk. He's the Hall of Fame voice of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He's annoyed, saying, why are we even talking about the NFL buying the CFL? Blame this guy, Bob. Ron Lancaster's statue vandalized outside Mosaic Stadium. We got to talk about that. But we have to break. Lanny McDonald coming up. The chairman of the Hockey Hall of Fame Induction Committee. Chairman of the Hall. Lanny McDonald coming up after this break, plus a sports update. It is the Rod Pedersen Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus Television, watching and listening around the world on the Rod Pedersen Digital Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Just ahead of the great Lanny McDonald, he of 1,111 National Hockey League games. And 1,006 points. I mentioned the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777. You can reach us. If you're watching on Game Plus, it's our maiden voyage on national television today. A million plus homes in Canada. Cole writes in. He says, hey, my name is Cole Whiston. First time watching the show. Actually, I'm closed captioning for Game Plus for this show. Great stuff. He's providing the closed captioning.
How is he tweeting and captioning or texting and captioning at the same time?
He's very talented. Young man, Cole, thanks for watching. I appreciate it. People are sending us screenshots. It's a big day. And as a matter of fact, let's go out on video chat now. He's making his RP show debut, but Lanny McDonald, Hockey Hall of Fame, chair of the board of directors, you are our first guest on national television. I hope it doesn't make you nervous, Lanny, to be on national television. Ta-da-da! Boys, can you fix that? Of course, it happens. and it's happened before, no audio. Clark will tell me immediately, or not immediately, but soon, that we're getting Lanny's audio. It was just such a great build-up.
Oh, I know. I know.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Lanny, we got audio now. Let's try it again. And he puts his glasses on. We got you, Lanny. Hey, what? National television, that doesn't scare you.
I had to make sure everything was fine. You have me now?
Yes, we do. It's perfect, Lanny. Thank you so much. And as you just heard, you are our first guest on national television. We will never forget this day. And by the way, it's been a very big week for you with the induction last week, by the way. How much of a tidal wave is that for you in your role when the induction class is unveiled like that?
Well, it's an absolutely fabulous week, fabulous 3 days of meetings. But just before we go there, I can't believe just before I come on as your first guest, you trash talked my Calgary Flames.
Did I?
Saying the Winnipeg Jets are going to beat them in four games. Like, where are you coming? Like, talk about nervy. But that's okay. Everyone's got their opinion, and you know what? It's wide open, but we'll go back to the Hall of Fame. What a great 3 days. This was our first year. We had to do it, obviously, from a distance. There was only six of us in the room, six of 19 people in the room, Hall of Fame room, that we were self-distancing or safe distancing in Toronto. And the rest were in Sweden, in Finland, in Russia, and all across the States and Canada. So it was very different, but great days of deliberations. And I think we've come up with an unbelievable class again this year.
Well, now you really got me wanting to talk about the Flames and Jets, but we'll get to that. You talk about the 19 folks on the selection committee. Most of the ones that I'm familiar with, Lanny, is like five people, and it's a knock down, drag them out brawl over the class every year. So what is it like with 19 folks? Is it ever even remotely close to smooth to whittle it down every year?
You know what? They're great, great conversations going for the plus and the minus on both sides of the equation. And that's the way it should be. You're talking about a Hall of Famer, whether it's on the builder side, whether it's on the lady side or the men's. And that should be an in-depth conversation. And you know what? It turned out great. Everyone gets their chance to speak their mind, and so be it.
How much do you enjoy, you know, with the role, be the chairman of the hall, of the committee? How much do you enjoy it?
Do you know what? If you love the game, you love the history and tradition of the game, there isn't a greater position you could possibly ask for. And I certainly do love the game. And I love the players. I love the history, where it came from, where it is now. And yes, it is so satisfying. And I don't get a vote myself. John Davidson, who is chairman of the selection committee, I oversee both the hall and the selection committee. John Davidson does get a vote, but it could not be better discussions. It's kind of made up of three different groups, three past Hall of Famers or players. Six past Hall of Famers or players, six from the media side and six from the NHL executive side, whether those are owners, presidents, general managers. So it's a great mix all the way across.
Lanny, I'm sure there isn't a day goes by that there isn't a comment made about your mustache. We had Dave Babich on the air on Tuesday, and I thought, it doesn't give Lanny's stash a run, but it's pretty damn good. Are you two known as the top two in NHL history, and would there be a close third?
Well, I actually saw a picture of him earlier on the show, and you know what? His mustache is pretty good, but his hair, like, it's gone. So I'm just kicking his ass all the way to Sunday.
You're winning big time. The only other one I could think was Eddie Shack. Like, who else is in that club?
Sparky Lyle on the baseball side had a pretty good stash going as well.
Yeah, and Raleigh Fingers too. If you want to talk, obviously you're a mustache.
Yeah, this is El Natural. Like Rolly had about 4 pounds of wax in there each and every day.
That's not coiffed. I couldn't tell. Yeah.
Gotcha. What you see is what you get.
Gotcha. Now, Lanny, now to the series. Here's why. And by the way, if I was trash talking the Flames, you'd know. Just because I picked the Jets to win. Here's why. I think they got more dynamic forwards. I think they're stronger in goal. More veteran coaching staff, obviously, Paul Maurice versus Jeff Ward. The Flames, I believe, have the edge on the blue line. But when you're checking boxes, that's why I picked Winnipeg. I mean, I like Calgary too, but have you been thinking about this series at all?
Oh, absolutely. You have great forwards. We think we have great forwards as well. And you're very right to say that we have, say, the more dynamic defense. Goaltending is, I think, a saw-off. Our two goalies, Cam and Ritter, they come up big all the time. And I know you guys have been kind of going back and forth as well. So it's a toss-up. Who gets hot at the right time? And away you go. But normally in the playoffs, defense wins championships, and that's why I like our chances with our great defense.
Well, I think it's going to be an outstanding series. And by the way, I got to preface this for our Winnipeg viewers. When you say you guys, I'm not a Jets fan. I just picked the Jets to win. I'm a Golden Knights fan. They flew me down there for games, set me up in February, Lanny. So they bought me because I can be bought. So that
no
be,
kidding.
Yes, and I don't mind admitting that either. By the way, so we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. But that's the I've got the Jets to win in four. By the way, our producer Clark just asked if you have one story that stands out from your Colorado Rockies days with Grapes down there. What do you remember?
Oh, my God, there are so many great stories you can't even imagine. Probably one of my favorites was a reporter from New York came in to do a story, and Grapes' office was right on the right-hand side, and Blue used to sit right outside that office. And everyone knew when you came into the dressing room, you go really slow because you didn't want to upset Blue. And this reporter came running in, turned the corner, trying to get in to do a story, obviously moving fast. Blue grabbed him by the back of the leg, wrestled him to the ground. We're yelling for Grapes to come in. And Grapes comes in, takes a look at what's going on, leaves the poor guy laying on the floor as Blue is dragging him all over the place. And he said, "See that, guys? That's the way we got to play tonight. Hungry, just like Blue."
I know. Hey, I read Graves' books. There's like four chapters dedicated to you alone in the original books, which obviously you have too. By the way, Rich Sutter's watching, Lanny. He says Eddie Shack would have been his first guest, but he says Dennis Marouk as well. Does he come up in the Mustache Club in your discussions?
Oh, absolutely. And Dennis had the big Fu Manchu all the way down. And yeah, it was dark and a lot of people don't realize, I think he scored 60 goals one year, but he was on a roll, and he could literally fly out there, and I always thought, that mustache has got to be holding him back.
It's just skating like this. Well, he had some Minnesota North Stars records till Neil Broughton came along and then until Mike Modano came along. But I do try and educate these young kids around here about guys like that and those great 70s and 80s mustaches. Lanny, terrific ambassador you are. I appreciate the time, my man. I hope summer's going great out there, and appreciate the time today.
And you know what? Don't hesitate to call. Look forward to being on anytime.
Awesome.
Stay safe, guys. And only our good Canadians can say, make sure you wear a mask.
You betcha. Thank you, Lanny. Appreciate it. Lanny McDonald right. Chiming in from Calgary this morning. And I do have a great story. He won't mind me saying this. He came in to do a dinner. It was the Cougar Men's Hockey Alumni Banquet. And Tiger Tiger Williams wasn't there, but Lanny called Tiger and he said, what's the room like? What can I get away with? And Tiger's like, you can get away with pretty much anything. It's all guys. It's a stag event. So Lanny came in with his speech ready to roll for an all-guy event. Walks into the room and he sees a table, five women. And he just like has a nervous panic attack almost. Like his speech was not tailored for that. Well, one of those women was my wife. I'm like, I get offended more easily than she does. So I just said, let her roll, Lanny. Just do it. And it was, you had like standing ovation at the end. So it was fine. Sometimes I think what guys think are going to be too blue is really nothing.
Right.
But he's like, look, he's a straight up classy guy, right? So he's like, I don't want to offend anybody. You're not. You're in the basement of the Travelodge. You'll be fine.
I can picture, you know, walking into a room. You didn't tell me he was going to be here. You know, like one table of women at the whole thing. But that's funny.
It's funny, by the way. So Richie's still, Rich Sutter coming up. Obviously can't wait for his appearance. We'll talk to you about this. Richie says Lanny still tops them all. Imagine, talk about a charmed life. And they say God creates us all equal. Sure. Lanny, Stanley Cup champion, Hockey Hall of Famer, and the best mustache in NHL history.
Yeah.
Shoot. And now, maybe sports history, come to think about
it. And now he's the gatekeeper for the Hall of Fame.
Of the Hockey Hall of Fame?
They got to get through him.
They should have a special mustache wing of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That'd be cool.
I want to say hello to those guys and gals watching, by the way, at the Hockey Hall of Fame. They've been big supporters of this program, obviously putting Phil Pritchard on a couple weeks ago, the keeper of the cup. Now, I didn't bring my personal thoughts on Theo Fleury being snubbed by the Hall of Fame. Today wasn't the day. Lanny wasn't the guy to ask about that. And I hope the Hockey Hall of Fame wasn't that upset that I was just beating the pot for Theo. Because once I'm in the foxhole with you, we're riding or dying, as we say all the time. But it's not Lanny's thing.
Right.
Lanny's not the guy snubbing him. Shoot, they were teammates. A couple minutes before we break. So one, back to the CFL, the new viewers, because now we're getting a lot of messages from people that are new watching on Game Plus. We will ping pong back and forth between hockey and football. We'll mix in some NLL. You know what I mean? We don't stay in one thing too often.
Right.
So just Brandon Banks of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, last year's most outstanding player in the Canadian Football League, tweeted something to the ilk of, there aren't many owners like Bob Young, which is his owner. The caretaker. I don't know what that meant. It was kind of a cryptic, ambiguous tweet. But you know what I immediately thought? I thought Bob Young's handing out checks to players right now.
Yeah?
That was my thought.
Okay.
And I know Bob very well. And he's the kind of guy that would do that. Now, if that was circumventing the salary cap in some way, would anybody care at this point?
Probably not.
No. So, Speedy B, tell us more. I hope that Bob is doing that. And speaking of Bobs, Bob Irving, whom I love, I consider him family. We've got a lot of Winnipeg viewers, voice of the Blue Bombers, really went off on Twitter the other day. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. About why are we even talking about this NFL? The CFL's been around for 100 years. And again, I'm paraphrasing. He was annoyed that the NFL talk has come up. And I didn't weigh in on it other than to say this. Bob conveniently forgets two things. The NFL rode to the rescue in 1997 to the tune of $500,000 per CFL team, which I know was peanuts to the NFL teams, wasn't peanuts to the CFL, and they didn't want anything in return. This is 23 years later, and we, the CFL, might have to go back to the NFL, and the NFL might actually want something this time. And they might have to put up more money. So, they've already gone to the NFL, Bob, and two, Bob Irving was the guy who said any CFL team that allows an NFL game to be played in their stadium should have their franchise revoked. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oops. Who ended up playing there?
Ended up in Winnipeg.
Oakland, Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I get it, Bob. These are different times, and the NFL has bailed the CFL out before. That's my take on that. Rich Sutter coming up. Get to more of your questions and comments, and we'll check the poll result as well. I'm not sure I even mentioned what the poll question is. So, did I?
I don't know.
Oh, will there be CFL games this year, there given you what go. You know for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center? I know we haven't updated that yet. Do you think there will be CFL games this year? I'm still 50-50, but I got to pick a side by the end of the day.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Rich Sutter after this break. You are watching The Rod Peterson Show on Game Plus Television and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Interesting how things go through 100 plus days of the pandemic, and I stopped counting at 100. We now have a contest for who has the best mustache of all time in sports. I'm still saying Lanny, but people are saying Goose Gossage, Raleigh Fingers. Lanny McDonald was with us earlier on, the chairman of the board of directors of the Hockey Hall of Fame. And as I mentioned, our Hall of Fame analyst, Hall of Fame good guys, Rich Sutter, 13-year NHL veteran, joins us now from sunny, I hope, southern Alberta, Columbus Blue Jackets pro scout, Rogers Sportsnet analyst. How you doing, Richie? Good day.
I'm very good. Very good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Good. You're looking good, my friend. Hey, so you had some thoughts on Lanny's interview and his mustache. Yeah. Go. Is there anybody else in that club that you think that even challenges him and Dave Babbage?
Why I laugh, because as soon as you start talking about it, I said, well, Eddie Shack's got to be in there. And then I know Dennis Marooks was crazy. He had a real good one. So, yeah, there was always some guys, especially come playoff time, right, that guys let things go a little bit. But Lanny had his all the time, so that's what made his special.
Sure. Well, now that you say that, Brent Burns, Joe Thornton, guys like that, O'Reilly, for sure. Hey, Rich, we're still waiting. We're sitting here today. I'm waiting for a notification to come down on my phone on the Hub Cities announcement. But you were kind of hoping that your Columbus Blue Jackets, that Columbus would be the host city. How did you feel that when they were denied? What was your thoughts on that? Were you surprised?
Well, I don't think anything surprises you anymore, Rod, to tell you the truth, the way this thing has played out. I think disappointed was the biggest thing amongst the group. We felt that we were more than adequate with a number of rinks, including the Ohio State building, available for practices. The practice facility inside our own building, much like Edmonton's. I think what it comes down to, honestly, is we were the first state to close. We were the first state to open up. And yeah, there's been spikes in our state right now with the COVID, but it's still been pretty good. But I think what it's come down to is, look, is our neighbors to the south have simply been very disrespectful of trying to squash this thing, at least put a cap on it and control it. And there's just been too many states that have allowed too many things too early. And I think the disrespect factor for human mankind and the well-being of everybody, I don't get it. Like we've talked before, Rod, you just wish that the person who is the leader of your country just wants to say something positive about, look, shut things down. Enough is enough. We got to get control of this thing. Until he decides to come forward with anything positive like that, I think there's going to be trouble. It's sad. It's disappointing. It's hurtful to everybody. It's going to cost people jobs. It's going to cost a delay of a lot of things getting back to any type of normalcy anywhere, not just the United States, but I think it's going to affect our country as well to some degree. And I'm just so grateful that we are where we are at today and our country has done what it's had to do to take care of things.
That was a wonderful way to celebrate Canada Day and think about all those things, why we are so grateful to live here, Richie. But let me ask you this. If it is Toronto and Edmonton, this is what I'm hearing from the hockey community, that it's as much about saving the 30% on the dollar. How much does that have to do with the fact that we don't want to be in America? The cases are low in Canada. That's why we're coming to Canada. Are those maybe both factors? Why do you think they're the leading cities and are expected to be named the hub cities?
I don't think anyone's going to want to admit to that comment, Rod, but I think it's true to a very strong degree. Toronto, probably by default, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to get in a he said, she said fight with anyone who wants to argue that point, but I think it's obviously true between that and Sportsnet being right in Toronto. They should have just named Edmonton weeks ago and gotten that out of the way. It would allow them to be a little bit more prepared than they probably already are. I'm not saying that they're not, but it would help them really push forward and finish the final touches of preparing for this. But I think the biggest thing is a little bit the talk all along was right from day one was that the Eastern teams would play West, the Western teams would play East. I'm a little bit surprised that if what it is, how they're saying it's going to come out, that the West will stay West. We're trying to take away the advantage for everybody to make it a little bit on the same playing field. So I think it has its advantages. There's no doubt that, and I'm not saying because Columbus is playing Toronto in the opening round and whoever, you know, Edmonton gets Chicago. I just think there's advantage of playing in your home building and being on home turf. And either way, it is what it is. The biggest thing is everyone's got to decide how bad they want to play. I laughed. I was listening to Bob Stauffer and others now a few days ago, and he had Eric Engels from Montreal on there, and he talked about the question was given to him about players being asked, are they aware of what's going on, where things are at, and he'd ask players that, and players had said that they wish they were a little bit more informed, that they would know a little bit more what's going on. Well, I laughed at that because Eric's probably right. But at the end of the day, this return to play committee goes back to the player reps who are not there. Every player has every opportunity to either A, look at their email, B, sit in on a conference call and listen to what's going on, the information that's being given. And if you don't know, you should be asking. So shame on you if you don't know what's going on and you're not sure about where things are at. If you have questions, they should have been asked on a daily basis to the people that represent you.
Hey, Richie, last question. We have a minute. If you can, in that time, your thoughts on the draft lottery and how it played out.
Crazy. Every year, you know, there's always a chance. The chances were always slim. Sooner or later, you think and you thought it's going to play out that way. Another crazy scenario to another crazy 2020 coming out like this. And it's going to make it very interesting because there's going to be some very good teams that are going to lose out here right away and are going to fall into that draft lottery. And I think that's the only downside that you could look forward to if you were to lose in the elimination round is that, hey, we got a chance to get a very good hockey player coming right out of the chute here. So it's crazy, but you knew it would happen at some point, Rob. But like I said, to have it happen this year just adds to the craziness of 2020.
No kidding. Lightning struck Friday night. A fluke, really, with the way the balls fell. Richie, thanks for this. Your appearance for Great Western, of course. I hope they're treating you well. I know they are with Original 16. Thanks for all you do. Stay safe, and we'll chat soon.
You bet. Take care, you guys.
All right, 13-year NHL veteran Rich Sutter joining us from Lethbridge, Alberta. Viewer Chad Stollard writes in. He says, Sutter is awesome. That was the most truthful, non-BS interview. Awesome. Well, you said the key word in there. Sutter. They are straight shooters. Viewer Zach Nelson says the draft lottery is rigged. No, I don't think so. We'll talk about that and a few other things. We will get to this sports update I've been promising. And check the poll results when we come back on. Do you think there will be CFL games in 2020? Presented by Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. Capital Auto Mall with dealerships all across the prairies. We'll be right back. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV. And watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service. Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We got a lot to unpack in this final segment. A sports update. A group of 87 investment firms and shareholders have signed three separate letters asking Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi to terminate their business relationships with the Washington Redskins. According to a report in Adweek, Nike provides uniforms and equipment to Washington, while FedEx owns the naming rights to the stadium. Pepsi beverages are sold inside the venue. Meanwhile, Toronto and Edmonton are on the verge of being picked as hub cities for the NHL's resumption of play. According to multiple media reports, the two cities were among 10 markets originally under consideration to serve as the NHL's two hubs. And back to the NFL for a minute. The NFL will reportedly cut its preseason in half and push back the start of exhibition play to give teams more time to train. As I said last week when the Hall of Fame game was canceled, this is where it starts. Now this. We'll see where it goes from here. The sports update. A presentation of Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Now open after a 100-plus day delay due to the pandemic. And also by Red Bull Canada. Red Bull gives you wings. Poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. With all the latest news, do you think the CFL will play this year? What do you think the result is, Dupes? It's more of a landslide than you'd think. 67% saying no, they don't think the CFL will play.
Yeah.
And while I believe there's a lot going on this behind the scenes, I've been led to believe that's the case. We just aren't hearing about it. You could see why people would vote for no. What would make you think that they're going to play right now?
I know. There's not a lot of optimism out there in terms of the plan. Now, if we know that a hub city has been determined, if we know that safety protocols have been put in place, if we know that stuff's been done, we're a little more optimistic. Heck, if we know that the government of Canada is going to stroke a check, all of a sudden, the odds go through the roof. But right now, it's like buying stock in a company, right? And you see reports and you base it off of the information you have. And right now, the information that we have isn't good. It's a high-risk stock to buy the CFL right now if you want to bet on the season resuming. So we need more good news before I can be comfortable with thinking the season's coming back.
And maybe that news will come out. I'm not criticizing any of the leaders at this time. They're doing their jobs behind the scenes. I'm not telling them to be public with what they're doing. Let's just hope it results in the CFL playing this year because we all want that. Brady writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, and he says, "Hey, Rod, I don't think the CFL will return with the news. The news is a start in the right direction, but it took long enough. I got the Penguins out of the play-in round to make it to the Stanley Cup." He's answering all of my questions here on the Quick Six show topics here. And one of those is, which play-in round team has the best chance at winning the Stanley Cup? Maybe it is the Winnipeg Jets. We'll come back and circle back around on all of those topics in hour two. This has been hour one on Game Plus Television. Joining you nationally in over 100 million homes, it is a maiden voyage day for us, and I just want to give a huge kudos to our tech guys for making it happen, the people at Game Plus for having us on the air in the first place. Thanks so much. Glad to be part of the family. And you can join us in hour two on Facebook Live. We'll be talking about CFL, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball. We got the voice of the Saskatoon Blades coming up with us in hour two, Les Lazaruk. Also, Jared Dumbo will be joining us, our hockey analyst, 10-year pro, Blades and Hounds alum. But as far as our Game Plus viewers, we're signing off, and we'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern right here on Game Plus.
While there's smoke, there's fire.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.